Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Payments to farmers feeling the impact of the U.S. international trade war have begun. South Dakota farmers have long said they want access to markets rather than a bailout. But with no USMCA and no trade deal with China in sight, for some farmers, those subsidy dollars could mean the difference between bankruptcy and another year in business. So where are those dollars going? Is President Trump's promise delivering for farmers in need? Don Carr is Senior Advisor for EWG Midwest. He joins us for a look at the Environmental Working Group's analysis of how federal subsidies are distributed. He's joining us on the phone. Don, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a little background for folks who have not been following the story. Why are these payments needed in the first place? What's the overall picture here?
Well, the overall picture is these farm bailout payments were designed to offset the impacts of President Trump's trade war. And what we found when we FOIA'd this information using a Freedom of Information Act request to figure out what the market facilitation program payments were going to, who they were going to, and how much was going to these folks, we found some disturbing trends. The data is through April of 2019, and about $8.4 billion have already been paid out. And that's kind of the data that we looked at. And what we found was the top one-tenth of recipients received over 54% of these payments. So that means the largest, most profitable operations, the best, the biggest and the best, are hoovering up most of these dollars. There's 82 farms so far have received over $500,000 in these payments, including two farms in South Dakota. There's one farm in Missouri that's received $2.8 million in payments. And on average, the top 1%, these elite niche of really big, successful farms, have received on average $180,000, while the bottom 80%, and this is to me the most striking and hurtful part of this analysis, is that the bottom 80% of farmers, more of the small and mid-sized operations, have received on average less than $5,000 a piece. So it's really not helping them out. It's really more lining the pockets of these big operations. And a couple other points I'll make too about these payments is, you know, the administration could have really screwed down how they make these payments, put more stringent payment limits on, put more accountability in who gets them and where they go. Instead, they decided not to, and a lot of these payments are now going to wealthy landowners who live in cities, almost every major American city. They rarely show up on the farm. They're not on tractors. They might be on a conference call once a year or twice a year, or they might be lucky enough to be a cousin in a large farming operation, and they themselves are getting checks. And the final point I'll make is that these payments continue to leave out minority farmers, Black and Latino farmers, who have been historically left out of the subsidy programs. And again, they're left out of these Trump bailout payments.
Let's go back a little bit before we go forward and tell me a little bit about the market facilitation program. How is it different in the way it's linked to how it had been in the past?
Well, the first round of payments were based upon what you grew and what you produced. The second round now, however, are as kind of a, as you said, a back to the future program. We used to have a program called direct payments where we just cut straight checks to farmers and they were based on your acreage. The second round of MFP payments are based on acreage. So the bigger the farm, the bigger the government check.
So for in a place like South Dakota that has seen, some serious weather this year, for example, does that help the farmers, though, who really, you know, couldn't plant because it was too wet, but they have the acres and that's going to help them in a way that, like, give me some of the logic behind why that was determined?
Well, I don't know if logic is it might be the wrong term to use here. I think part of this is designed to kind of really make a softer landing for these trade deals that the president's trying to accomplish. And farm country's feeling a lot of pain from this. And, you know, traditionally that is President Trump's block of voting support. So there's a lot of, I think, benefit in, from the president's view to keep these payments going to farmers as, you know, the trade deals are not happening yet. But you bring up weather, and I just drove across to 212 last week, and it was very wet north of Pierre. It was very wet in Clark County. A lot of places, a lot of water on the ground in South Dakota where traditionally it isn't. And clearly, you know, we're experiencing an increase in weather events due to climate change. Now, we have a very, you know, limited pot of money with the federal government that we can give to farmers to help them in when times are good and times are bad. The Environmental Working Group, we always have supported federal support for farmers when disaster strikes. We also want the program to be based on need. Do these big operations need it? Most times they don't. They take this money and it helps them capitalize and get bigger and buy out their neighbors. Now, our idea is maybe this payments, you know, you got 5,000 going to farmers. It's not really helping the majority of farmers. Then you have on the other side these big guys who are hoovering up, you know, 54% of these payments. What if this money we're spending, we instead paid to farmers to help them make more resilient in the face of climate change? That's a long way of getting around to your end of your question. And then the other answer to your question is we also have a whole nother subsidy program called crop insurance, which is very heavily subsidized. And there's a prevented planning option with that. That's actually helping the farmers that were kind of washed out this spring.
Right. You mentioned payments going to people who are not working on the farm, but who are sort of attached to it, you know, maybe via conference call. Explain to people more how that works.
Well, the last farm bill, and then, of course, they've kind of adopted the same type of rulemaking with these market facilitation payments. There's a rule, the term of art is actively engaged. Are you actively engaged in the farm? I think we all would agree that if you're in the tractor, if you're part of the business, you're working the fields every day and your farm is hit by a natural disaster and you can't recover, yes, we the taxpayers, we'd love to be there for you to help you out. You grow our food, that'd be fantastic. However, the way the rules are written is cousins, like I said before, people that are just end up being landowners that live in every major American city, they qualify for these payments. And they're not small payments. They're often hundreds of thousands of dollars. And tallying up to millions and millions of dollars. And there's farms in South Dakota that have tallied up over $8-9 million in subsidy payments over the years.
Give us an idea how EAWG is going to be evaluating these numbers in the future, because with the news coming out of Washington, it doesn't sound like there's going to be a lot of relief with a trade deal with China. The situation might be getting worse before it gets better.
Yeah, that's the great unknown. They've been dipping in these pots of money. They have not gone through Congress. Which usually hold the purse strings on these things. Eventually, there will be a time where they're going to have to go to Congress, you'd imagine, to ask for more money if they want to keep bailing out farmers that are hurt by these trade deals. But so far, no one's made an indication about what's going to happen in the future. We're all just kind of listening to the president's tweets. And yeah, that's it.
All right. EWG Midwest, Don Carr, senior advisor there. Don, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori. I appreciate it.